This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Future wind farms in Colorado could soon be required to use technology to cut down on light pollution. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Currently, most wind turbines are topped with a single blinking light that flashes intermittently to warn planes to avoid the area. But for nearby residents, those bright lights can be a nuisance. Republican State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg.
This is what rural folks look at each and every night, every 2 seconds. It's a second off and a second on. A second off and a second on.
A bill at the Capitol would require future wind farms invest in sensor technology, so the lights would only come on when they detect an approaching aircraft. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Rockies' home opener at Coors Field is canceled for the 2022 season. Major League Baseball has extended a lockout due to a labor dispute between the Players Association and the league. The Rockies haven't hosted a home opener since 2019. A Douglas County District Court has ordered 4 school board members, including the president and vice president, to follow the Colorado's open meetings law. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Judge Jeffrey Holmes said evidence suggests the 4 board members collectively committed, outside of public meetings, to firing Superintendent Corey Wise. The 4 later formally voted to terminate Wise at a February 4th school board meeting. The abrupt firing led to teacher and student walkouts. At another school board meeting, the 4 denied having broken any laws. But the judge ruled that a series of private one-on-one meetings where public business was discussed was in fact a violation of Colorado's open meetings law. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. It's 106. Here and Now is next.